Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 My spectacles. Yeah. I may have some here, you know. There must be here. Here they are. Not on my head. Etad yunini bhutani sarvani chupadaraya aham krishnaya jagata prabhava pralayastata. Etad yunini bhutani.
Etad yunini bhutani.
Not. What is it? Seven? This is. Etad yunini bhutani. Okay, but this is a verse. Etat yunini bhutani.
Etat yunini bhutani.
Sarvaniti upadaraya.
Sarvaniti upadaraya.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Aham krishnasya jagata.
Prabhava pralayastata.
Prabhava pralayastata.
Etat.
Etat.
Yunini. Bhutani, Sarvani, Iti, Upadaraya, Aham. Krishnasya
Vše zahrnující.
Jagataha
světa.
Prabhava.
Prabhava.
Zdroj projevení.
Zdroj projevení.
Pralaya.
Pralaya.
Zničení.
Zničení.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Také.
Také.
All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution.
Existuje je dílem hmoty a duchovní složky. Duchovní složka je základem stvoření a hmota je její výkon. Není pravda, že duchovní složka vzniká v určitém stádiu vývoje hmoty. Naopak, hmotný svět je projevený jedině na základě duchovní energie. Hmotné tělo se vyvíjí, jelikož je v něm duše, jež je v duchovní povahy. Díky přítomnosti této vyšší energie vyrůstá dítě postupně v plavce a potom v muže. A do obrovského vesmíru dochází k vývoji díky přítomnosti na duše Višnu. Duchovní energie a hmota, které se spojují a projeví tuto obrovskou vesmírnou podobu, jsou tady původně dvě energie pána, což znamená, že pán je původní příčinou všeho. Dílčí část pána, živá bytost, může být příčinou existence velkého mrakodrapu, továrny nebo i velkého města, ale nikoliv velkého vesmíru. Tou je velká duše nad duše. Krišna nejvyšší je příčinou existence velkých i malých duší. Je tedy původní příčinou všech příčin. To je doloženo v Kata Upanishadě 2.2.13 Nityo Nityanam Četana Četanaš Četananam.
Om Agyanti Midandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitamena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhrati Svaparantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Grata Sri Yajur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Krishna says that all living beings have their source in these two natures. There's one side, there's a spiritual nature, and there's the other side, is a material nature that gives us this body.
Krishna tady říká, že vše má původ v těchto volných energiích, hmotné a duchovní, a z hmotné energie pochází naše tělo.
We are existing because of these two lines.
My existujeme díky těmto dvou liniím.
One is a spiritual line, that's us, and then there's a material covering that comes from the material energy. This is also true for karma. For karma also there are two lines actually. For example, if we do something wrong in our next life, we are getting a particular kind of karma in our future life. And this goes directly from the previous life into our future life, but another type of karma, which is also based on our previous life, is coming from our ancestors. The one line of karma is actually the cause of our karmic activities, of course, our previous life. But it is interesting to see that there's also a line coming from our ancestors, which is again based on our previous life. For example, somebody may be born in a family which is ill, where there is some sort of a disease traveling from generation to generation. And so somebody may say, well, I have this particular disease because it is coming from my mother and my father and my grandfather. They had already the same disease. So it's also true that karma is coming this way, but the reason why I'm born in a particular family is my karma of my previous life. It puts me into a particular situation that I'm getting a karma that comes down the totem pole of my family.
Takže tady je ta karma, která vlastně se přijímá z toho minulého života, ale pak je tady právě to zajímavé vidět, ta karma, která se vztahuje od našich předků. Například já se můžu narodit do nějaké rodiny, kde je nějaká dědičná nemoc. A to, že jsem se tam narodil, tak je samozřejmě taky moje karma, nebo je to způsobeno předchozími činnostmi, ale mám prostě nějakou nemoc, kterou dostanu od matky a tím já musím projít.
Like there is suffering is adidevika, it comes by the external sources that, for example, people suffer in an earthquake. Or in a tsunami. They drown in a tsunami. So they come from the material nature. That sort of suffering. And it is under the control of demigods. And there's some another type of suffering which comes through others. Like somebody kicks us in the head. Or we inherit a particular kind of disease. That is called adibhautika. Suffering from others coming to us. And there's also adiatmika, suffering that comes from my own mind, for example. But the adiatmik, adibodhik and adidevik kind of sufferings, there are, and the one adibodhik is of course it comes through my family, for example. But all these three karmas are just reacting to the karma that I've created myself.
The
word karma has two meanings. One meaning is doing. That's my, what I'm doing, that's my karma.
To, co dělám, to je má karma.
And also it means receiving.
A druhý znamená, získává, nebo dostává.
So the Sanskrit language is so perfect. In one little word, everything is said. As you get, you will receive.
Sanskritský jazyk je tak dokonalý, že v jednom malém slově je všechno perfektně vysvětleno. To, co si udělal, to dostaneš. To, co si dělal, to dostaneš.
You're doing something. And on based on that doing, there is a reaction.
A na základě toho, co si dělal, tak přijde reakce.
And that reaction comes to you in form of adiatmic, adibodhic or adidevic suffering. Caused by other living beings or administered by other living beings, administered by the demigods or administered for myself, for my own mind. Like for example, when I'm driving down the road and I fall asleep in my car and I drive into a tree, what kind of suffering is that? Adiyatmika, it comes from myself, I'm the direct cause of it. I'm driving down the same road and some farmer comes out of the side all of a sudden with his milk tractor. And he doesn't look, because he's a farmer, you know, farmers are, you know, like bulls, you know. He doesn't look right, he just drives out. So I drive into this car, what kind of suffering is that? That's adibodhika, suffering coming from other living entities. Then I drive down the same road and all of a sudden there is an icy patch. There's some ice or some wind comes from the side, you know. This is coming from the demigods and this is called adidevic suffering. So in generally when we think, when we drive, for example, we only think, I be careful that I drive, okay, we are only taking in concern our own adiatmic suffering, that I will try to avoid that. So I will be very attentive to make sure there will be no adiatmic suffering. But I also have to consider the other factors. Like for example, all of a sudden some dull-headed farmer may come out of the side. Dull, you know, some dull, you know, it's like a bull, you know, some farmer comes out of the side. Or all of a sudden there may be some ice patch on the street. Most accidents are actually coming from that type of problems, that people, they drive okay, but they don't consider there may be all of a sudden something happening, and they're too fast for that. They drive the right speed, if it depends on themselves, everything is all right. But there may be all of a sudden somebody coming from the side, or there may be all of a sudden the road is bad, and then you're in trouble. Like for example, he's driving 80 kilometers an hour. And he thinks, well, I can handle 80, and you know, I'll be careful, I can see. He is considering his problems that may come from his own mind, from his own, so he's 80 miles okay. But if all of a sudden some farmer comes from the side, 80 miles is not okay. He should have been driven 60 miles. Or if all of a sudden there is some icy patch, then also 80 miles is not enough. Is too far. He should have driven 60. You see? So most people overestimate, or they don't put into consideration, unless they're defensive drivers. Yeah, there's a whole school in Germany. It's called defensive driving, where you learn in such a way that you always anticipate that something may come up. And so you drive much slower than normal people drive, because you always anticipate there may be some suffering coming to you from others or from material nature.
To jsou právě ty problémy, které vznikají, když nevezmeme do úvahy, co se může stát zvenku. A například v Německu v autoškolách se používá výraz defenzivní řidič. To je osoba, která když řídí, tak bere do úvahy všechny možnosti, které se můžou nastat, nějaké nečekané věci. A přitom teda jede mnohem pomalej, než by jezdili normální lidé.
Particularly young people.
Například mladí lidé.
And especially devotees. They drive as if, you know, well, I take care, I can handle the situation. I see this all the time because people drive me around in Russia or everywhere. I say, you're driving too fast. No, it's okay. So what if something all of a sudden this happens? And for that you're too fast. If all of a sudden there's an ICP, there may be an oil patch on the street. Some tanker may have lost oil. Because I went through two accidents in my life, deadly accidents. And I survived, but in both cases, the problem didn't come from me. One time we were driving with Chakravarti, we were driving from Bad Homburg to Frankfurt on the road, and it was a little wet, and we thought, well, we're okay, we're driving, and all of a sudden, some car in front of us, you know, or somebody pushed in, and I had to go fully on the brake. So there were. This is adiatmic. Something is coming. Adibodhic. Some other. So suffering came from another person. I had to go on the brakes, and we started spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning, and then we went over the embankment, over the bushes, and we rolled and rolled and rolled, and the car stopped with a big bang.
Dvě smrtelné nehody, vždycky jsem to přežil, ale bylo to obtížné. Jednou jsme jeli s Chakravartim z Hamburku a náhle před náma někdo, musel jsem prostě dupnout na brzdu a my jsme tam přejeli přes ty keře, začali jsme se rolovat a potom vlastně to bouklo.
I remember I drove 130 kilometers.
Pamatuju si, že jsem měl rychlosti 130
kilometers. And that's okay if nothing happens like that. But if you all of a sudden lose a tire with 130 kilometers, or if somebody all of a sudden does something crazy like in this case, or if all of a sudden there's an icy patch, you're definitely too fast. That's why you have to drive conservatively, not just considering yourself. You have to consider there are other causes as well, at least 60%. 30% is suffering coming for yourself, maybe, but there's also 30% from others and from demigods. That 60%, the overwhelming possibility, is coming from others and from demigods, actually. That's why devotees drive too fast. How many devotees' life has been lost in car accidents? Just in Russia, I was where was this? In Nizhny Novgorod, the best Sankirtan boys, two, plus two other boys. You know, they distributed up to late at night, something like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock even. And then they drove home and somebody fell asleep, the driver fell asleep, this is adiatmika, and bang, they all lost, the three lost their lives. And Tamakrishna Goswami left his body because the driver fell asleep. We have to be very careful with who we drive, and the driver has to be very careful thinking in terms of others. The second time I had a deadly accident is we're driving down the road, two boys, it was Gangadhara and myself. It was in the evening, 8 o'clock, and we were coming from Sankirtan. It was light snow, and we went down, and then all of a sudden the whole mountain was full of ice, and we just pushed and rolled and rolled and slithered right into the plank on the other side. A big truck came, gigantic truck came, we just in front of it, hit the plank, over to the other side, into the plank, again in the other side, in the plank, there was a huge truck coming up in front of the prior truck, over the plank, and then rolling over and over 5 times till we landed on the side with a big bang, and the car was, the truck, our Sankirtan van was finished. So the suffering in this came from the demigods, because they are controlling the material nature. The first one was another person, Adi Bodhika. In the case of the Russian devotees, the driver falls asleep, says Ariadmika. For himself and for the devotees, of course, it's Adi Bodhika, who sit in the car. So you can analyze every difficulty in material life, any kind of suffering, if it's Ariadmik, Adi Bodhika, or Adi Devik. Vedic knowledge is very analytical. You can take an accident and analyze, you know. Somebody drives down the road, farmer comes, that's Adi Bodhik. Somebody drives down the road, he falls asleep, that's Adi Atmik. Somebody drives down the road, same road, all of a sudden there's an icy patch, that's Adi Devik. These are the causes of accidents, of troubles, of suffering. You're a good translator.
I'm slow.
No, you're very good. You're good, very good translator. You're first class. So people in the material world, they don't consider like this. They may consider that God is the source of everything. As a Christian, I may think that God is, but is God also the source of destruction? Yes, he is. Like when the World Trade Center collapsed, the Bishop of New York, he was saying, where was God yesterday in New York? He gives his famous lecture. He said, and I can't understand it. How God allows this. And everybody was nodding his head. Nobody could understand it. Because they're mudas. If you have knowledge, you can understand, yes, you know, Krishna was not, he is right there. Like he says, he is the origin of everything, but he is also dissolution, he is destruction. Kalo Asmin, that I'm time, and by the time factor, everything is progressing, growing and destroying. Like Krishna is also death. Yes. Amritam chaiva mrityuscha. Then Krishna says, I'm immortality, amrita, chaiva, but I'm also death personified. Mrityuscha. He's both. He's creation and dissolution. And so people don't want to die. Don't want to die. Isn't it? And nobody in the is standing in line in the hospital and says, please kill me, I would like to die today. There's no line. Nobody pushes for it to die.
jsou nějaké zástupy, že by tam lidé stáli ve frontě a říkali, tak dneska chci umřít.
People are not enthusiastic about dying.
Lidé nejsou příliš nadšení do umírání.
They're enthusiastic about living.
Oni jsou nadšení do života.
Is it? Nobody's enthusiastic to die. Say, I'm dying today. It's a fantastic. You know, I'm really excited, you know. You don't see that. People are not enthusiastic to die. They're frightened to die. But actually, when we die, we actually meet Krishna. Like there is one verse where Krishna says, Antikale tu purusha agate gata sarvasaha chindyat asanga shastrena spriham dehe nuyechatam. At the last stage of one's life, one should not be afraid of death. When one should must cut off all attachment to the material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof, and one should be confident that one is meeting Krishna. Like when Prabhupada left his body, he said this, that everything moving and non-moving, there's nothing but Krishna. And then he made a big, he took a huge breath, and then Hare, and Krishna was there, he left his body. So, but then if death is Krishna, then we don't have to be afraid of death. Of course we are afraid of death because we identify with the body. Here also, there's one verse from Bhagavatam. Bhaktya vishyamanu yasmin vacha yan nama kirtayan tvayan tyajan kalevaram yogi muchyante karma bihi. The Supreme Lord, who appears in the mind of the devotees by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting the holy name, releases the devotee from the suffering of material activity at the time of quitting the material body. So Krishna is right there. Therefore it is stated, this famous verse, Anta Narayana Smriti. One should live in such a way that one can actually remember Narayana at the time of death. That's why we chant. That we will be able to remember Krishna when we die. The Kamis have so many plans. Like my good sister, she's a nice lady. She just made a PhD in Germanistic with her 72 years. And now the next thing is she wants to take a course as a pilot. She wants to fly aeroplanes.
Tak ono je 72 let a udělala si doktorát z germanistiky a teď má další plán, že bude pilotem.
There are very few people who make their PhD with 72 years.
Jenom málo lidí, kteří si udělají doktorát z filozofie.
She's extraordinary. And now she wants to make a license to fly planes.
A teď si chce udělat pilotní průkaz.
Actually, she should forget all this and chant Hare Krishna. Because what is the use of making a PhD when you're 72? You better use that energy to chant Krishna's name. What to speak of making a pilot's license? Anytime death can come. So we should prepare ourselves. Anta Narayana Smriti, one should live in such a way that one can remember Narayana at the time of death. And that's why we live like this. That's why we live in temples, that's why we worship deities, that's why we chant Hare Krishna, that's why we eat prasadam, because we want to go back to Godhead. And if we use our life in such a way that we worship Krishna, then I don't think Krishna is going to make it too difficult for us. It may not be by general expectation possible for us to go back home, back to Godhead. Because maybe we are not really too qualified. However, if we serve Srila Prabhupada, we should understand that Srila Prabhupada has a key to the back door. We cannot come through the front door, but Prabhupada has a key to the back door. He said that many times. That, for example, there was one devotee, shall I say his name or not? No, not. And he told me that one time when I met him, God brother of mine, he said, I'm sure I'm going back to Godhead. I said, how, what makes you so sure? He said, Prabhupada told me. He said, because in the middle of the war between India and Pakistan, I went to Pakistan to preach. And I risked my life. It was extremely dangerous. So because there were all these riots, Hindus against Muslims, Muslims against Hindus. So I was right in the middle of it. So when I came back, Prabhupada heard that I came back, he wanted to talk to me right away. And when he saw me, he was so moved, he cried actually. Prabhupada said, you're such a brave boy, you have risked your life for Krishna. He said, you can be sure Krishna is going to bring you to the spiritual world. So in the same way, we are risking our life also in a particular way. We're not trying to get a material career, or we're not trying to, you know, do anything big on the material platform. We're just trying to go back to Godhead.
A stejně tak my jistým způsobem riskujeme svůj život, neděláme nějakou hmotnou kariéru, nesnažíme se hmotným způsobem něco dokázat, chceme se jenom vrátit zpátky.
In the meantime, we should do service, we should please Krishna, we should do something for him.
A mezi tím bychom se měli snažit dělat službu, nějak Krishnu potěšit, něco pro něho udělat.
So that we can look back at the end of our life on our, a lot of things we have done for Krishna. So that we don't have to take another body. This is the most important activity. To serve Krishna, to sing Hare Krishna, to chant rounds, to preach the philosophy. Preaching also, Krishna says, one who preaches this knowledge to my devotees, he is most dear to me. Therefore we should take opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. That's why we have book distribution, or we're giving classes. Like the next class is coming up on, when is it, on Wednesday. We have an opportunity to preach to many. Do we have some special invitations for this? Something happening? We should actually, you know. Can we not just do a little invitation cards, 5,000 pieces before the Wednesday? In credit card size, simple paper, somebody can hand them out. We should try to put a little bit energy in there, you know, then people come and say, I see also a Berlin temple that is sleeping, they're not inviting people, and every Sunday you have the same faces in front of you. That's not fun. Fun it is if you have new faces coming. We want to drink some fresh blood.
Kdybychom měli rozdávat nějaké kartičky, udělat vlastní propagandu před středečním programem, že prostě to vidí třeba v berlínském chrámu, tam jsou pořád ty stejné tváře, že tam je žádná legrace, že chceme čerstvou krev.
Did you translate that? You know, that's enthusing. When I remember when I started this center in Berlin, actually, maybe 10 years ago, we had 120 people there every Sunday afternoon. You know, I got it going. We distributed at least 5,000 invitation cards for every weekend, and the place was packed with people.
Já když jsem začínala se před 10 lety v tom berlínském centru, tak my jsme každý týden rozdali 5,000 pozvánek a bylo 120 lidí na Sunday Feastu. To byl narvaný chrám.
So preaching was in that, if you have 120 people coming to Sunday Feast, preaching is really exciting.
Jestli vám přijde na Sunday Feast 120 lidí, tak je kázání velice vzrušující.
So therefore we have when we have a feast like we have this Wednesday feast, maybe we can crank up a little bit the propaganda. Because people don't come by themselves, you know. The more we do propaganda, the more people come. That's why companies make propaganda; they advertise their product.
We have
the best product. We have to advertise as much as possible. Anyway, so here is this verse that Krishna explains that he is a source of destruction, he is a source of creation, he is he's a beginning and the end, like he says in one of the other verses. Not just the beginning and the end, he is also in between. He is there at every moment. Whatever happened in the past was going on under his direction. Whatever happens right now is going on under his direction. And whatever is going to happen in future is going to happen under his direction. It's his show. And everything is, whatever may happen, is part of his show. He is the director.
Cokoliv se stane, tak je součástí jeho show, on je tím režisérem.
The supreme controller.
Nejvyšším vládcem.
And we should become very conscious that we can play a nice part in Krishna's show.
A my bychom měli být velice si toho vědomí, abychom dokázali hrát pěkně v tom Krishnově show.
As devotees, we play a very nice part in Krishna's show.
Jako oddaní máme velice pěkné role v této Krishnově hře.
Like for example, this movement, the Hare Krishna movement, it is definitely Krishna's desire.
Jako třeba tohle Hare Krishna hnutí, tak to je určitě, nebo dozajista Krishnova touha.
Now millions of people could come to the temple.
Miliony lidí mohli přijít do chrámu.
If Krishna wanted.
Kdyby to Krishna chtěl.
But it's not happening.
Ale neděje se to.
Because what would we do with the millions of people?
Protože co bychom dělali s miliony lidí?
We don't have the infrastructure.
Nemáme tu infrastrukturu.
We don't have the maturity to deal with so many people.
Nemáme tu zralost, abychom mohli jednat s tolika lidmi.
I mean, anytime somebody can come, if Krishna wants, he sends us a blind man. He knocks at the door, comes in the temple room, and he looks and says, I can see, I can see, I can see. Tomorrow you have television, TV, satellite dishes in front of your house, and hundreds of people will come, and somebody else comes on crutches and he throws the crutches away saying, I can walk. This place will be famous. Krishna can put it on the map from one moment to another.
Krishna by mohl třeba udělat to, že by přišel do dveří nějaký slepec, zahledl by božstva a řekl by, můžu vidět.
You will be busy directing all day the incessant flow of cripples and blind people, diseased people arriving on crutches and being carried in beds to be healed by seeing Gauri Thais, if Krishna wants so.
A hned druhý den by tady přišla televize a natáčela by tady, vlastně by tady brdavě lidí, pak by přišel třeba někdo obedlík a urodil by berle, řekl by, já můžu chodit a takhle by tady chodili zástupy mrzáků a
slechců. We will be busy all day.
Celý den by se měli
práci. I'll give lectures all day and Narakriti is organizing everything, you organize the traffic in the evening, I'll hear the confessions.
Já bych tady mohl celý den dát přednášku, na Rakuti Prabhu by to tady organizoval, vy byste tady taky dělal, tady večer bych potom dával zpovědi.
And we forgive people the sins provided they give a donation.
A protože my jsme jako odpustili lidem ty hříchy, tak by dám tady příspěvky.
Krishna can do anything.
Krishna by mohl dělat cokoliv.
Isn't it?
Není to tak?
But he doesn't, because we are not up to it. We don't have that potency. Like Prabhupada, he was such a potent person. Everything happened in such a fast way. Like I give an example. Srila Prabhupada came to Los Angeles and looked at the temple and said, this temple is too small, this is not a good location, you need a bigger, you need a really nice house.
Jako třeba šla Prabhupada, přišel do Los Angeles a viděl tam ten chrám a říkal, to je moc malý dům a potřebujeme
lepší. He said, Bori said, but Prabhupada, we have no money.
Ale oddaný říkali, ale Prabhupada, my nemáme peníze.
And Prabhupada said, well, Krishna is not a poor man.
Ale Prabhupada říká, Krishna není žádný chudák.
He can pay for everything.
Může zaplatit za všechno.
He said, let's find a nice premise.
Tak najděte nějaké pěkné místo.
So the devotees went out and found a really nice premise, an old Methodist church, beautiful place.
A našli takový krásný starý metodistický kostel.
And they showed it to Prabhupada.
A ukázali to Prabhupádovi.
And Prabhupada said, let's buy it.
A Prabhupáda řekl, kupte to.
The devotees said, Prabhupada, we have no money.
A oni řekli, Prabhupáda, my nemáme peníze.
Prabhupada said, Krishna is not a poor man, money will come.
A Prabhupada říká, Krishna není chudá.
I want to talk to the owner.
Já chci mluvit s majitelem.
Then Prabhupada went and talked with the owner.
Takže Prabhupada šel za tím majitelem.
And he cut down the price from 150, I forgot what it was, to $50,000.
A z nějakých 150 nebo kolik to stáhl na 50,000.
And Prabhupada agreed that he would buy the building.
A Prabhupada souhlasil, že koupí tu budovu.
And the worry said, but we, Prishna Prabhupada, where is this money coming from? We don't have a penny in the box.
A oddaný říká, ale Prabhupáda, odkud přijdou s penízem, my nic nemáme.
So Prabhupáda said, money will come.
A Prabhupáda říká, peníze přijdou.
In the evening, four people came from Hawaii.
A večer přišli čtyři lidi z Hawaii.
One, and they were all in suits, with ties.
Všichni byli v oblecích, v kravatách.
And one of them became later his disciple, Gaurasundara.
Jeden z nich se potom stal jeho žákem, Gaurasundara.
And they asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, Swamiji, we have read your books in Hawaii and we are having a yoga movement. But we would like to join you. Can we become your disciples?
On říkali, Prabhupáda, my jsme na Havaji četli knížky, měli jsme takový jogový klub, ale chtěli bychom se připojit, můžeme se připojit.
Prabhupáda said, yes, we have some, but you have to follow some principles.
A on říkal, musíte následovat principy.
So Prabhupáda explained them the principles and said, are you ready for that?
Prabhupáda jim vysvětlil ty principy a zeptal se, jestli
jste ready. Yes, we are following this practically already.
A oni mu řekli, no, v podstatě už to praktikujeme.
Then you can, Prabhupada said, then you can become my disciples.
Takže říká, můžete se potom stát můj žáky.
He said, but we also know that when we become your disciples, we have to give you some dakshini.
A oni říkali, no, ale my víme, že když se staneme vašimi žáky, takže bychom vám měli dát nějakou dakshinu.
Prabhupada said, that's true.
Prabhupada,
so they asked, can we give you some dakshini? Prabhupada said, yes. They pulled out a Samsonite suitcase and clicked, and it was full of money. And Prabhupada said, how much is it? And they said, $50,000. And that was exactly the amount of money Prabhupada needed to buy the building. So Krishna can do anything, you know, it's not that, if we get stuck, you know, I always preach this to our devotees in Berlin, they're kind of stuck, you know, I said, you know why you're stuck? Because you're asleep.
Krishna,
get up and everything will happen.
Krišna může udělat všechno a když se třeba někdy jako zašprajcnem, tak to vlastně není, že jsme zašprajcli, to je proto, že my spíme, tak já jsem říkal tím odaným v Berlíně, tak se zbuďte a něco udělejte, když to udělá všechno.
Malachi told us that when they were preaching in London, at one stage they had no money. They were singing on the street. And they didn't have money to pay practically speaking the evening meal. And then they saw all of a sudden there was money coming down the road. Somebody must have lost it or so. There was a whole bunch of banknotes floating right at front to the feet of the devotees. They just had to pick it up. Krishna can do anything. There are so many stories like this. I experienced also in Krishna Consciousness a whole bunch of stories like that, which something really supernatural happens. But the principle is according to be surrender to Krishna, to that degree reveals himself. That's the principle. So Krishna can make this movement famous from one moment to another. We have the best philosophy. But our movement has to be also strong. We have to be qualified. It will take some time for this movement to get well established. It's not a problem from the outside, the problem is from the inside. If we become, to that degree, this movement becomes strong and well situated, to that degree our people will more and more recognize. We don't have to please people. We just have to get our trips together. We have to get ourselves together. To that degree we get ourselves together, everything will come automatically. Like Prabhupada said, when the hand moves, the shadow moves automatically. So the material energy is a shadow of the spiritual energy. To that degree the spiritual energy is strongly reflected in us. To that degree, we will be able to move the material energy automatically. It moves automatically. We don't have to run after the material energy. We don't have to worry what people think about ourselves. Not that we have to preach, you know, actually we are just Christians, but we are wearing these funny clothes, you know, in this movement. Don't think about that. Actually, we accept you as you are, you're wonderful, and we're just a little strange people. We don't preach like that. The karmis are strange. The material society, these are strange people. Look how they look in their suits and ties, isn't that strange? It's completely normal to run around in dhoti and kurta. That's normal. And to have a tilak, because everybody in the spiritual world, that's the overwhelming majority of people, runs around in dhotis and tilaks. It's not that we are off the wall, the karmis are off the wall. Off the wall, what is it in Narakriti? They're strange. And they're eating strange food. And they're doing strange things. It's totally strange. People are out of touch with themselves. So the more our movement becomes strong, to that degree our movement becomes successful. Like Prabhupada was so strong. Very strong man spiritually, and he could move matter like anything. There's one verse where it's stated the material nature will stand with folded hands to worship a devotee. Krishna is also the verse goes Krishna Soya Sama Maya Hayanaka. That Krishna is like sunshine and Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there is no question of darkness. No use to run after matter. No use to try to impress materialistic people. We just have to run after Krishna. And may try to impress Krishna with our life. Everything else will come automatically. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Do you have any questions? Yes.
Just like it's very difficult to accept in practical life that whatever happens to me is ultimately caused by me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is, can you explain that psychology?
Well, you know, of course, we don't want to be responsible for anything. We are irresponsible people. People are highly irresponsible in the material world. Prabhupada said responsible means to respond to Krishna. Like everything is Krishna's property. But people act as if it's their property. That means they're irresponsible. So people don't think that practicing sinful activities is irresponsible. They think it's okay. Like for example, somebody says, well, my ex is living elsewhere. Means his ex-wife. 100 years ago this would be a scandal. Now we say, well, which ex-wife? The last, the X one or the double X or triple X? I mean, which? Because people go to 2, 3, 4 wives in America. But 100 years ago, people stayed together with their wives till they die. I remember in my little village, when I was a young boy, there was one boy who produced an illegitimate, he was a student, and he produced an illegitimate child. And the whole town looked at him like a demon. It was completely unacceptable. I mean, people treated him like a dog, you know. That here today this is normal. People don't marry anymore. They just live together. You know, and marry sometimes when they're 60 years old. In the meantime, they're having children with this woman and that woman. They have children with this woman and with that woman. People have children with this woman or with that woman. You know, it's completely acceptable that you have an ex-wife or a triple ex-wife, 3 ex-wives. I mean, when I came first time to America, I went to a temple in Baltimore, and there were 4 householders.
Baltimore,
And they were married, you know, there were four householders and four girls. And then next time I came, I saw that the constellations had switched. And I said, what happened? He said, well, I'm not with her, I'm not with her. And I said, you did the whole, he said, yes, we went all around, everybody changed, his partner. And, I mean, this would have been a scandal. That they just changed everybody in the temple changed his partner after 1 year. The same people were staying together running this temple, but everybody had changed his partner. They just changed around, like when you have this how do you call it, the chair, when people sit on the, you know, they walk around on the chair and everybody makes sure he gets, all of a sudden somebody claps his hand, everybody takes another chair, you know, it's the musical chair they call it, you know. It was like that. It was America. The whole society is the fiber of society is disintegrating in this age. And people think it's okay. So naturally, if there some karma comes to them, they cannot accept that this is based on my own decisions. I made a particular decision which was karmically not very good. And for that I'm getting in due course of time a karmic reaction. So the karmic reaction is completely based on a decision that I made. Therefore, if something happens to us, we should take responsibility for it. So yes, this is my karma. This is due to something I did in the past. Rather than pointing the finger, Prabhupada said, when you point your finger to somebody else, three fingers point towards yourself. But people don't think like this. Everybody thinks I'm nice. Even Adolf Hitler thought he was very nice. Sure, he was very kind to the children. He would pat the children, the young Hitler youth children. He would pat them on the cheek. He was very kind to the dogs. And he was very kind to women. He was a monster. You know, so even people who are monstrous, they think they're very nice. So the whole world is this illusion that I'm okay. People, like I think last time I spoke about the myth of innocence. People are under the myth of being innocent. People, there's a lot of myth making in the lives of people. The myth that I'm matter. That's a myth. I'm not matter, I'm spirit. The myth that I'm innocent. That's a myth. The truth is I'm not innocent. The myth that the idea of reincarnation is just a model of thinking. It's just an opinion. And you can accept that opinion or not. That's a myth. The truth is, reincarnation is there. It's how Krishna organized it. And he said it so. According to his karma, he's getting karmic reaction, and in due course of time, he will have to suffer in a next life. Karma deva netrana. Krishna explains it. The myth that Jesus died for our sins. That is a myth. There's no truth in that. You know, like nobody is saved by Haridas Thakur being beaten over 21 marketplaces.
zničováno.
Nobody is saved by Prahlad being thrown from a cliff by his father. Prahlad was thrown from a cliff. That doesn't save us. What saves us, if we listen to the message of Haridas Thakur, we listen to the message of Jesus and follow that message. The suffering itself doesn't save us. It's not the saving event. So Jesus being crucified, that doesn't save anybody. There's nothing to do with our salvation. But if we actually follow the instruction of these great Mahatmas, then our life changes. So humanity is full of myth-making. People are making this myth, that myth. They don't live in reality. They need to have a strong reality check. They need to have a reality check. You have to check what's reality. Reality is that everybody in this material world is a fool and a rascal. That's why he's in the material world. Fool number one. And that he's wasting his life trying to build up a material existence. And that he shouldn't be surprised that violence comes to him. Because he who takes to the sword will be killed by the sword. If you stick your knife into an animal, you take to the sword. Jesus said, he who takes to the sword, he who takes the sword, he will be killed by the sword. Sword, you know what a sword is? When you big knife? Sword. If you take to the sword, you will be killed by the sword. So if you go into a butcher shop, or you go into a McDonald's, you're taking to the sword. You may not be directly kill the animal, but you pay somebody to kill the animal. You're financing violence. Therefore violence will come to you. So people think it's innocent to go in a McDonald's. It's not. You're cruel. We saw the American President Obama went into Arby and ate a huge beef. You know, I mean, is he all right? How can he create peace if he's creating war to the, if he declares war to the animals? So people think that eating meat will not kill them. That's a myth. Going into McDonald's means you're living under the myth that no violence will happen to you because of it. They have to pay a price for that. Going into KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Smells good, but you have to pay a very high price. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.